You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, so last week, 29 academics signed an open letter to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, questioning the government's apparent reluctance to protect Professor Anne-Marie Brady. Professor Brady published and presented content on Chinese political intervention in New Zealand, which sparked burglaries of her home and workplace, as well as sabotage attempt on her car. I spoke with Dr. Barbara Grant, Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, one of the signatories of the letter, about academic and political freedom in New Zealand. I started by asking Dr. Grant what the motivation behind the letter was.
Sure, it's a letter that I signed. It wasn't written by me, but I certainly signed it. I think there are several motivations. I think the first is the one related to academic freedom, and that we wanted, through that letter, to draw attention to the seriousness of the situation that Professor Brady faces with respect to her academic freedom and the academic freedom that we believe New Zealand has a commitment to, or that it does have a commitment to, it's got a legislated commitment to. And we thought that what is happening to her, which is very frightening and potentially dangerous for her and her family, represents a real threat to academic freedom. So there was that aspect of it, speaking out into the public forum about what we see as a current and specific threat to academic freedom. And the second motivation was to show some solidarity with Professor Brady, so that she was assured that other academics were noticing what was happening to her and that she could draw courage from that, because I think what she is facing is would be frightening. And the third thing, of course, was to speak to our government directly and to ask our government to make a stand for academic freedom. I mean, there is not only the issue of academic freedom with respect to this, there's also the issue of the critic and conscience role, which is a mandated role for universities. You're probably aware of this. Universities in New Zealand in the 1989 Education Act have got a responsibility to act as critic and conscience, which means writing the kind of material that Professor Brady has written, which is material that is based on deep scholarship but also speaks directly to matters of public concern. So we wanted to also stand for that role, because it's a role which requires protection. If you say unpopular things, you do need to be assured that you can have the protection of your university and of indeed the New Zealand government if it's required. And you know, it may be required in this situation, we don't quite know, but there's certainly evidence that she is being somehow targeted as a result of her lecture in 2017.
So do you think that we've seen any ramifications in terms of academic freedom after this case?
One possible ramification, of course, is the chilling effect of a case like this on other academics who are considering speaking up about issues of the kind that Professor Brady has spoken up about. So, I mean, what kind of issues are these? Are there issues around political, you know, political influence in within New Zealand and its democratic processes? They are, in her case, the issues that she has raised are concern one of our largest trading partners. But in any case, I think, yeah, there is the potential of a chilling effect if an academic is seen to exercise their academic freedom and their role as critic and conscience, then to suffer events that appear to be related, that might be related, and to have a resounding silence from our political leaders, then I think that suggests that there isn't commitment, or that commitment is going to be somehow traded off against other kinds of advantage. So that might be one of the consequences. There's another kind of consequence, of course, is that things flow back in and change laws and so on, but that's not really what I was thinking. I'm thinking more about the effect on the academic community.
So do you think that the attacks on Professor Brady are an attack not just on academic freedom but on political freedom in New Zealand?
Certainly, potentially are. I mean, because we're a country who has a commitment to freedom of speech, right? So we expect that we can speak up about issues without being attacked in a criminal fashion, which burglary and car tampering are criminal attacks. She's also being attacked in public media, I think, by local voices who are accusing her of being anti-Chinese. So there's those kinds of attacks as well, which are not necessarily criminal. But certainly there have been criminal attacks. So, yeah, I think that is potentially a threat to the idea of free speech.
So what do you think that the government should be doing right now?
I think we should, Prime Minister or her delegated person should be, with responsibility, say, for higher education portfolio, should be speaking up very clearly in defence of academic freedom and the role of critic and conscience. And so it does seem to me that the facts of these events that Professor Brady has suffered, we don't know what those facts are yet. We hear they they're being investigated, and so it would be premature to conclude the nature of those who is behind those events, or even if it is a single who, as it were. But I think our Prime Minister could well speak up to say, yes, we cannot speak to those events, they are being investigated, but we can speak to the absolute right of academics to expect to be protected in the use of academic freedom and in the role of critic and conscience. And this government will stand behind those academics and will pursue the perpetrators of these harassing events, criminal events actually, when they are identified. So I think there is a place to speak up for that role, because then it sends a message to the academic community that persecution, punishment, criminal acts in response to the exercise of academic freedom and critic and conscience won't be tolerated. There is another letter, another open letter, that's been published internationally within the last 24 hours though, which has also been signed by about 200 academics from overseas, also raising this issue, because of course it's academic freedom is not a New Zealand local issue, it's an issue that there is an international commitment within universities to the importance of academic freedom. So they are speaking up because they see what's happening here in New Zealand as a threat, and again, it's the chilling effect that they're very concerned about.
Do you think we have potentially been undervaluing our political and academic freedom?
Well, yes, possibly we do. I mean, it's the kind of freedom that we can take for granted and not even use sometimes when we have got it used. But when it is used, and in this particular case of Professor Brady's incredibly scholarly lecture, where it has been used to point out some critical facts with respect to New Zealand present and make suggestions for how we might think about acting to protect our democracy more fiercely than perhaps we're doing at the moment. If people see that it is, when it is used, you come under risk of punishment from anonymous forces, it really does make it more likely that perhaps it won't be used in future. So yeah, I think we do. I mean, I think one of the things about political freedom, democratic freedoms, is that when we have them, they're like the air we breathe, right? We just take them for granted, but they are precious and they need to be maintained in a very active kind of way.
So do you think that the government has potentially shown that interests in China might be outdoing domestic interests in academic through this case?
It's hard. I mean, I'm not an expert in Chinese-New Zealand trade relations. I think Professor Brady is much more of an expert in this space than I am. But it seems to me, being an absence of a statement in support of Professor Brady enacting the role of critic and conscience. And so then one wonders, what is the reason for this? And I mean, it's not an isolated event in the sense that there probably are other events that we can think of within the last few years where New Zealand has not spoken up as critically as it might about the actions of various trading partners that appear anti-democratic and where other countries would have a stronger critical voice. So, I mean, it is China, in this example, is a very important trading partner for us. Of course, that importance is going to be part of the reasoning of our Prime Minister, but I think there is a space for her to take a stand, which doesn't foreclose the investigation, but does offer strong support for the role of critic and conscience in Professor Brady's case.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.